You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Paul Kern.
Well, we want to welcome you if you're joining us for the first time. I apologize for our church. You got to be able to have fun. And can we have a little bit of fun? A little fun in church? Man, I love the Rocky movie series. I mean, that's just a great binge-worthy series to watch. I love it. I love everything about Rocky because it speaks so much to me on the inside. It impacts me on the inside. Sylvester Stallone uses the story of this down-and-out boxer growing up in the streets of Philadelphia, poor, doesn't have anything, to convey a story, a love story between him and Adrian, but even more than that, a story of the overcoming, winning spirit that God has placed inside of each and every person. Rocky struggled, setbacks, temptations, giants that he faced in the ring. Every person can identify with Rocky. You don't have to be a boxer to identify with Rocky. You don't even have to be athletic to identify with Rocky. Rocky is a story written to everyday people to overcome in situations and circumstances where the odds are way outnumbering you. They're way against you. All of us face personal battles in life. We all face things that are difficult. We all get disappointed with our current situation. We all grow weary and tired of the circumstances that we're in and the things that we are facing. And that's because the enemy's agenda, church, the enemy's agenda is to wear us down and wear us out so that we will give up on the great and high calling that God has on our life. The fact is, you've already started your race. There's nothing that the devil can do about that. But he will do everything that he can to discourage you from finishing the race. And the Apostle Paul, I remember what he said at the very end of his life. He said, I have completed the race that was in front of me. Rocky was a champion. An identifying characteristic of a champion is to remain strong and persistent in the face of adversity. We all face adversity. That's an identifying character of an overcomer. And that's why I'm so encouraging you today to just be the kind of person that you're determined that you're never going to give up. I'm just not going to give up. You got to make up your mind. No matter what comes your way, you're not going to quit. You're not going to throw in the towel. I like Rocky when he was in the fight and he was beaten, and Apollo Creed just kind of shook his head. He thought, I can't believe that you're still coming at me. He didn't know who he was fighting. He didn't know who he was against. And I can't help but think that the enemy may think that sometimes about us. He beats us up real good. We're all black and blue. He's shaking his head. I can't believe you're coming back for more. But see, what he doesn't understand and what he doesn't know is that the power of the Holy Spirit, come on, church, the power of the Holy Spirit resides in us. You know, many people start out strong, but because of continual attacks of difficulty, maybe attacks from an ongoing battle with just your flesh wanting to have its own way. I don't know about you, but that's something I have to fight all the time. Just my flesh wanting to do what my flesh wants to do. And then when you fail in that moment, you know, you think you're doing good and you got a run going and you're on a roll, and all of a sudden, just something sets you back. Something comes along and you trip and you fall. Many people, their flesh wants to dominate them. Pressures from without, pressures from within. You guys heard me say this scripture many, many times, and it's one of my favorite scriptures in Proverbs 24. It says, if you fell in the day of adversity, your strength is too small. And you know, lots of people, they get all enthusiastic when they're first starting things. The emotions there, the feelings there. It's new, it's fun, it's exhilarating, whatever it may be. A new diet, a new workout routine, a new relationship, a new business. We all get excited in the initial beginnings. But then pressures come, disappointments come, adversity comes. And lots of people, over time, allow that opposition or that temptation to pull them away from what they're trying to accomplish. Well, Rocky, he faced many adversaries in the ring. Man, his first adversary that he faced was Apollo Creed, the world champion. I mean, Rocky was a no-name. He was a nobody, but he was given an opportunity to fight a somebody. And it's very, very interesting as Rocky faced the different opponents that he faced. Man, he faced Ivan Drago and Clubber Lane. And, of course, you know, none of us can forget the pro wrestler Hulk Hogan who played Thunder Lips. How would you like to have that name? Thunder Lips. Well, this guy, he was just a beast of a man. I mean, literally, he could have, looks like he could have broke Rocky in half. When you're in a battle, it's the enemy's goal to demoralize you, to weaken you, and ultimately to defeat you. We're all familiar with the scripture in John 10:10. The thief comes, the thief. See, Jesus revealed the mission of the enemy and the identity of the enemy. He's a thief. And the Bible says that the devil comes to steal, help me, kill, and to destroy. That is the mission of our enemy. But people who experience God's best are people who have a never give up attitude. I just refuse to be defeated. Like I said, anybody can give up. Lots of people do. That's the easy way out. But God's looking for people with backbone. God's looking for people with a rod of iron running down their back. God's looking for people who will set their face like a stone and they face the adversities of life, the winds of opposition, and they stay strong and they stay planted in what God has called them to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says this, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." You know, here's the thing. Just as persevering and pushing through can become a habit, so can quitting. I always talk to our young adults in our internship about the dangers of taking on the habit of quitting. You know, the thing about quitting is once you quit the first time, it's pretty hard. But the second time, it's a little easier. The third time, it's even easier. And before you know it, you've got a habit of quitting everything that you do. Quitting jobs, quitting relationships, quitting visions, quitting dreams. But listen, church, God has not given us the deposit of His Holy Spirit for us to be quitters. No, God has given us His Holy Spirit because God wants to make us champions for His kingdom. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things." Come on, say it with me. "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Oh, that was weak. Come on, let's say it like Rocky would say it. "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Let's do it again. "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." One more time. "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." You may say, "Well, Paul, I tried and I failed." Well, my response is, who hasn't failed? Who hasn't failed? I can't think of anybody who hasn't failed. Rocky failed many times throughout the series of Rocky. Many times Rocky failed, but just like Rocky, you rise again. You regain your stance. You position yourself, and you keep moving forward. That's what he said. Keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. See, the only way that you can lose is to quit. Is to quit. If you want to lose a race, you quit running. You drop out. But in my opinion, even if you come in last in a race, if you didn't quit, in my book, you won because you finished the race. Rocky was tempted to quit many times, but that fighter spirit in him empowered him. You know, my question is, how many times do we allow the devil to deceive us into giving up right before that breakthrough that God has for us, right before that dream that God wants to do in your life? There's a poem that I've often said, great it is to dream the dream when you stand in youth by the starry stream, but a greater thing is to fight life through and to say at the end, the dream was true. See, the main ingredient in dreams is perseverance. Oh, many people have dreams. There's things that we want to do. But one thing that I've learned in the scripture, when God gives you a dream, God doesn't fulfill it overnight. No, many dreams take years and years and years to be accomplished and be fulfilled. Rocky had a dream of going the distance. There's a scene in the movie. It was on the clip when we were watching this. You saw Rocky. He was in this big arena. It was his very first fight. Rocky was used to fighting these little, just little local fights and little boxing halls. Nothing really big like this giant, massive arena that he was in. And the whole world was watching. It was even going to be televised. He'd never been in that situation before. Rocky got up and he went down and he was in the arena. And he was really intimidated by the size of this arena. And I don't know if you noticed, but in the movie, there's a big banner of Apollo Creed hanging down from the ceiling. It's, probably 50 feet tall. It's massive, towering above Rocky. Rocky's just demoralized by the size of this champion. Rocky goes back home to Adrian and he tells her, I can't win. I can't defeat Apollo. But the Bible warns of a hidden enemy that's lurking in the darkness. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a lion, looking for whom he may devour. And unfortunately, we're not on the lookout for a black cape and horns. No, the enemy disguises himself. And you know, church, oftentimes the enemy disguises himself more than anything else as our own voice. Maybe that's why we oftentimes agree with that voice. The enemy comes and he attacks us in the area of our mind. You know, if you watch the Rocky movies all the way through, Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, even get into the Creed series, all of the movies are all about overcoming in your mind and in your heart. Self-doubt and past enemies were Rocky's enemy. He didn't believe in himself. He grew up a nobody in a no-name neighborhood. And the enemies of his past, as he was getting ready to fight that world champion, was telling him, you can't do it. Who do you think you are? You're a nobody. There's no way that you can make this happen. What about you? Do you have thoughts that you're allowing to get the upper hand in your life? Maybe things that you think about yourself. Maybe things that you're thinking about your situation that you're facing right now. Maybe about a child that's lost and doesn't know the Lord. Maybe it's a loved one who's dealing with a sickness. Maybe it's thoughts of defeat. Maybe it's thoughts of unforgiveness. Maybe it's a grudge that you're holding against someone. Past mistakes that you deal with over something that you did years and years ago. Maybe a failure in your life that you've never let go. Here's the thing. If Rocky was to embrace his destiny, he had to face his enemy, Apollo Creed. It's a very important point of the movie that oftentimes we overlook. But oftentimes it's those hard battles that we do everything that we can possibly do to avoid. That is the very battle that God is allowing to be in our life to make us stronger, more resilient, tougher, to position us for victory. It's very interesting that in the latter years of the Rocky films, they did two movies called Creed. I don't know if you had an opportunity to see them. Man, I love them. Even though Rocky wasn't a fighter in those movies, he still was in a very key role. As a matter of fact, I feel like Creed 1, this is just a side note, I feel like Creed 1 was probably the best acting that Sylvester Stallone ever did in any of his other Rocky movies. But it's very interesting that years later, he did these movies. And in these movies, Rocky ends up training Apollo Creed's son. Adonis Johnson, the son of Apollo Creed, former heavyweight champion, the one that beat Rocky in the first movie. Apollo Creed died before Johnson was born. So he never knew his son, and his son never knew him. And, you know, Adonis was kind of in the same situation. He was struggling with his identity. He was struggling with wanting to be successful, feeling like he had greatness inside of him, but not really knowing how to release that, not really knowing how to come into that. And just by happenstance, they cross paths. And it's so cool that Rocky took on the role of a surrogate father to Adonis Johnson, trained him, and ultimately led him to victory. But I want you to take note that never would have happened had he walked away from that championship bout in the very first movie in Rocky. So many inspirational stories in Scripture. One in particular that I really like is David and Goliath. And I'm not going to take time to retell the whole story. We all know the story of David and Goliath. Man, it's just such an incredible underdog story of just a young boy. You know, he's just totally incapable of defeating this giant of a man that towered 9 feet tall. All the armies of Israel, all the men were unwilling to fight Goliath. They were all afraid of him. Even Saul the king would even go out and fight him. It's very interesting, true-to-life story here, how David never would have stepped into his destiny had he not fought Goliath. Never. He never would have become king of Israel. He never would have stepped into his destiny. And even after David defeated Goliath and he was anointed to be king, it was many, many, many years later before David actually sat on the throne to be the greatest king Israel had ever known. See, anyone on that battlefield could have stepped up. Anyone could have agreed with that greatness within them, but David was the one that had the fighter spirit. David was the one that stepped up and defeated Goliath. We've got to be strong. We've got to be brave as we face our giants, giants of depression, giants of jealousy, giants of temptation. I mean, the influences of this world just want to wear you down. They just want to wear you down. The influences of the world that we live in water down people's convictions, and they begin to compromise in areas of their life simply because they just don't want to fight the sin that they're facing any longer. But the Bible says the things that are impossible for man are possible with God. As a matter of fact, the Scripture says all things are possible. All things are possible through God. There's not anything that you and God together can't accomplish. You know, isn't it good to know that when you come to the end of yourself and your natural ability, that we have a God who is able to accomplish what needs to be accomplished because he has a supernatural ability. You know, I remember years ago when I first came here, and I was really, really young and started in our internship, our lead pastor, Pastor Tim, had begun to start a radio station here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. As a matter of fact, it was the first Christian radio station in Arkansas. It was 91.5 KALR, and that stood for, the K is just the call sign, and the ALR is Applied Life Radio. And so for many, many years, you know, we had Applied Life Radio. Probably over 15 years it broadcast, and then ultimately we saw the trends changing somewhat, and we sold it to the 91.5 frequency to Air One, and they still broadcast Christian music off of Air One today. Probably some of you listen to that. But I remember in those early years when Tim was building the radio station, and I actually was here at that time, and I got to be involved. Matter of fact, Tim's father, Don Brooks, was alive at that time, and we were out working in the building, running electrical in the building, and the building was just stick-framed. It was just a bunch of two-by-fours, and they were all propped up, and, you know, they hadn't begun to put the outer skin onto the building or put the shingles on or any of that. It was just a stick frame building. Well, a huge storm came through, and it just completely blew down the radio station. All that work that we had done, all those days and days of labor and work, it just blew the whole thing down. It was so discouraging. You know, and I reflect back on those times and I think, you know, how easy it would have been to think, well, God, I thought you called me to start a radio station. God, I thought you gave me a dream to broadcast Christian music across Central Arkansas. I thought that you opened the door, Lord, for these good things to happen. And then all of a sudden, this storm just blows through and knocks it down. Well, it must not be God's will for me to build a radio station because the door closed. You know, I hear a lot of people talk like that. Well, the Lord just closed the door. Or, well, God opened the door. You know, church, I don't know about you, but I've just learned I never live my life by an open and closed door policy. Sometimes doors close just so that you can kick it in. See, you got to have that attitude. And I love the fact that after that station was blown to the ground, that morning we got up, we put our work belts on, we got our hammer in our hand, and they began to rebuild that radio station. And KALR broadcast for many, many, many years. As a matter of fact, my wife was actually a secretary there for a number of years at the radio station. I was involved in helping with spots and doing different things up there. And I remember oftentimes the DJs would tell us of phone calls that they got from different people who were very depressed. As a matter of fact, I remember many phone calls of people that called in, probably a dozen or more, that were contemplating suicide. And they just happened to be turning the dial or scanning the stations, and they came upon KALR. And they heard a DJ talking about how much God loves you, how God has a plan for your life. Or they heard some song singing about the call of God and the love of God. And we had many people write letters and call in and say, I was going to take my life, but because I came across this radio station, I didn't do it. Aren't you glad that even though that storm came through, aren't you glad that even though that opposition came against Tim, that he wasn't willing to take that as the final answer? No. See, you got to have a fighter spirit in you. You've got to have an attitude in life that says, I may have been knocked down. They may have started the count. But I'll rise before we get to 10. See, that's the attitude that God wants you to have in life. The attitude of a champion. An attitude of a champion. You know, it's so amazing to me how life is just a struggle sometimes. I don't know if y'all ever feel that way. You face one battle after the next, one disappointment after the next. And you know, it could be like, for example, how many of y'all have ever had a washing machine go out? And then the next day, a refrigerator go out. And then the next day, the car go out or the air conditioner go out. I mean, we've all had those moments in life. It just seems like they come in threes. I don't know exactly why. But then there's those things that are even more difficult than that. We're having problems with raising our kids, they're being rebellious, or we have a parent who is growing older and we're under a lot of pressure trying to take care of them, or we have a job that's very difficult, we work for a boss that's just hard to deal with, or maybe people that you work with, they're real worldly and they're just always putting you down and making fun of your faith and trying to belittle the fact that you believe in God. But I want to encourage you, no matter what may happen, you've got to know that you have a Father in heaven who sent his only Son, Jesus, to die for you. Jesus modeled what it meant to be a victor in life. Man, Jesus faced all kinds of opposition. You know, it's very difficult when people say bad things about you. And really, that's not your motive at all. really in your heart of hearts, you're out to do good. You're out to help people. You're out to do the right thing. But people just misinterpret what you're trying to do. You know, just imagine being Jesus. Here he is trying to do the right thing, trying to help people, trying to bring salvation, trying to bring freedom. And yet people misunderstood Jesus. Oh, they accused Jesus of being a drunk. They accused Jesus of being in it for money. They accused Jesus of being in it for fame and power. You're just wanting people to bow down and worship you, Jesus. You're just like all the other people that have come down the pike, just another false prophet. We don't believe that, Jesus. We don't believe any of that. And yet here's Jesus doing what God had called him to do. Aren't you glad that when Jesus faced opposition, even when Jesus was misunderstood, that wasn't even what he was meaning to do, Jesus didn't allow that to stop him from doing what God called him to do. I want to encourage you today, as you're following the Lord, trying to do what God's called you to do, whether you're a husband or a wife, a father, a mother, a sibling, a person involved in college, maybe a student in school, I want to encourage you today. God has created you to be an overcomer. The Bible says very clearly that God has created us to be overcomers. As a matter of fact, it says that we're more than, help me, conquerors. Well, you know, when I hear things like overcomer and conqueror, that's exciting. That's like the Rocky show playing. Man, turn the music on. I'm ready to go. But you have to understand, when the scripture says that you're more than a conqueror, when the scripture says that I've created you to be an overcomer, you're going to have to overcome something. You're going to have to conquer something. Oftentimes, I think we feel like God sends problems into our life because he's mad at us. God's not mad at you. If God wanted to, God could stop it. And who knows, there's probably a lot of situations that God has stopped that we're not even aware of, we don't even know about. But the things that God does allow to happen in our lives, they don't always make sense. You can't figure them out lots of times with your rational mind. You know, if you try to add it up, it just doesn't add up. And it's real easy during those moments to become angry at God, become frustrated. To misunderstand, you know, like Rocky did with Mickey, his trainer. Boy, Mickey was hard on Rocky. He gave him a tough time. But see, what Rocky didn't know about Mickey is Mickey came from a background that was tough. Tough. Life was hard for Mickey. Mickey had to learn to be tough. But the thing that I like about Mickey is he didn't allow life to defeat him. He wasn't some bum alcoholic. No, he was training people. He had the fighter spirit. And he wanted Rocky to realize who he was. Well, the only way that you can realize who you are, lots of times, is you have to face the opposition first. So I want to encourage you, church, when you're underneath the pressure of things, when an enemy is coming against you and you just feel like you've just been pounded, I mean like you've just been whooped, you've been beat up, you've got to understand and you've got to know God's in your corner. Just like Mickey was in the ring and he was in Rocky's corner, God is in your corner. I want to encourage you, don't you ever, ever, ever give up. Amen? Amen. Stand with me this morning. Amen. Give God a hand clap. We'll have the band come out back out. And as they're coming, I want to encourage you. God's looking for people with a fighter spirit. That's what God's looking for. Rocky never, ever gave up. He never quit because of his strong, persevering attitude, his overcoming spirit. Jesus also overcame. And Jesus was crowned the champion of the world. The champion of the world. Too many people are allowing the world and their struggles to water down their convictions. They allow the world to cause them to compromise, to take their eyes off of the prize. But I want to encourage our church, reposition yourself today. whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you've been battling, reposition yourself today and you be determined that you will not be defeated. You may get knocked down, but you're going to get back up. You may get knocked out, but you're not out for good. You're going to rise again. You know, you may not be able to change or fix the mistakes of your past. They're in your past. There's nothing that you can do about that now. But you don't have to be a victim of your past. You may have made mistakes. Maybe you missed the mark. Maybe you're even here this morning. You're going, Paul, you just don't know. You don't understand how I've messed up, the mistakes that I've made. Once again, who hasn't made mistakes? Who hasn't failed? Here's what you have to know. You have a Savior that hung on that cross. He hung on that cross. And He laid down His life for you, that you could overcome the world. Jesus has called you to be a champion in the ring of life with Him. And Jesus has empowered us through His life to do it, because Jesus overcame the greatest enemy of all of life, death, hell, the grave. Jesus defeated it. Jesus rose again. And Jesus is now not hanging on a cross. Oh no. Jesus now is sitting in that victor seat, wearing that robe, that crown, interceding for each of us, each and every day, that we will hear the same thing Jesus heard. Well done, good and faithful servant. You are a champion of the world. Amen? Amen. Let's give God a hand clap. Let's worship God.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.